Good morning to you, brothers and sisters. This is Wilmer Kaufman speaking here this morning with the morning devotional. My number here is 484-919-8850. I do greet you in the name of Jesus Christ here this morning, the solid rock, the rock that we can depend on, the rock that we can place our feet on. It's the rock that we can build our house on. Praise the Lord. And it's the only thing that's going to stand. I'd just like to take a look here this morning. Jesus, when he came, he made it clear that he didn't come to change the law, but to fulfill it. In Matthew 5, when we read through what he said after he assured the disciples that he didn't come to change the law, the things that he spoke on are just really interesting. This morning, I'm hoping, and this is my prayer, and what I'd like to talk on this morning could be refreshing or bring freedom for you, for me, and as we take a look at it, I'd like to look at Matthew 5:33-37. It says, "Again, ye have heard that it has been said unto them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, or nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil." There's probably easier devotionals than the devotional on this one here this morning. However, with the Lord's help and with his, my prayer here this morning that his thoughts could become our thoughts here. This whole thing about let your communication be yea, yea, or nay, nay, for whatsoever is more cometh from evil. The law was the schoolmaster, but Jesus came and he took it a whole lot further than just the law. He came to fulfill it. And it seems to me, back in that day, the people were so tired of the law. The law was not working. They were taking the law and making it the law, and that's all the further it went. It was step one, it was step two, then step three, and on it went. And it wasn't working. Here, Jesus had said, here he talked about the anger, he talked about lusting, he talked about divorce, and in each of these subjects, he took it a whole lot deeper than just what the law said. And I think in our love for the Lord, in our love for his word, I think we really need to be able to meditate and to allow the Holy Spirit to take us deeper in the word than what meets the eye at times. When we read over these things, we can quickly write them off because they simply do not pertain to us, or so we think. This be, let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. God never meant for the law to be a burden on us. And yet the Pharisees and scribes, they were heaping this law upon the people, and they were doing it such a way that it became a burden too heavy to bear. That is not what God had in mind when he gave the law, when he gave the law to Moses. He never has that in mind in our lives. The law was given, sacrifice was given for forgiveness of their sin, and later Jesus came, the ultimate sacrifice, and he died, and he rose again, all for setting us free and not to bind us and not to load us down. And this was all done so that we can walk a clear way before the Lord, a very clear way. And what I mean by clear is the opposite of confusion, and we are to give our burdens to the Lord that were not meant for us to carry. There are amongst us today, and yes, you and I, too many times we are bearing burdens that were never intended for us to carry. Thus, we continue to miss opportunities to communicate and to be with people, to reach out to people, to be involved with people and those around us because of the burdens that we have heaped upon ourselves, thinking that we need to carry these things. It causes us to miss the mark in relationships over and over and over again. And the reason we do these things is because we forget who our bridegroom is. We forget that we as the bride are to look to our bridegroom, and he is willing to shoulder these things, just like a wife looks to her husband and the things that are too heavy for her to bear, she is able to bring them to her husband and unload them to her husband, which gives us a beautiful picture between the bridegroom and the bride, meaning Jesus and the church. So he has never meant us, some of these burdens that we carry were never meant for us to carry. We are to take them to the Lord and walk in a clear way. And that is what was happening with the law. It was being heaped upon the people in such a way that they were not able to bear it. Even the Pharisees and scribes themselves were not able to bear what they were expecting of the people. Here, Jesus is saying that in the old, they weren't to make any oath unless it was to perform unto the Lord their oath. But he is saying to not swear at all. Here the word swear in our day is largely misunderstood. To swear is to pledge or to commit or to vow. A There's something that we can be assured of. A confused person. A person that is, when I say confused, confused can be in many different ways. It can be seen in many different ways. But a person that is bearing burdens that were never meant for him to carry is confused, right? That is not the way that our Father wants us to go through, walk through life. He does not want us to walk through life because He is not a God of confusion. He is not a Father of confusion at all. And, you know, when we as Christians walk through life confused, what kind of light is that? What kind of salt is that? Who wants to walk in that? You know, our God doesn't necessarily want us to walk through life looking bad, or He doesn't want us to not be confused so that we look good. He wants us to walk through life in a way that is not confusing so that He looks good. That's why we are to be a candle set on a hill. That is why we are to be the salt, so that God can be seen. And God cannot be seen through confusion and through heavy burdens. And the whole thing about swearing or committing or vowing or pledging, when these vows and pledges and commitments are being made by a confused person, they're not clear. And our Father in heaven would rather that we would not make these pledges or these commitments or these vows or to swear by if we cannot keep it. And too many times we cannot keep what we have vowed to keep. He's even saying He would rather, if you read the references to these verses, He's saying He would rather that we would not vow even to Him and not, then not keep it. There's something that happens in our soul when we make a vow, when we make a commitment, or we pledge ourselves to something. There is something that happens. There's something, and He's saying here, it's much better for us to walk in clarity, to walk in Him, to be clear, and then we'll be able to say yes or no and be very clear about it. And it brings a clarity about a person. Let's just say this way. A person that walks in clarity is able to say yes and is able to say no. These things, many times today, people, we live in a time where medication is being sold rampantly and recommended rampantly. And I'm not against medication, but I do understand that 85 to 95% of the medications given today would really not be necessary. And a lot of that is because of the confusion that we walk in, the burdens that we're carrying that we were never meant to carry. And then it appears like these medications have side effects that confuse people. But really, a lot of the time is the medications just relax the people in such a way that the confusions that they've been holding back come forth. It is just so important that we get clear in our hearts, in our souls, before the cross, before the throne of God, and to have clear lives, and to be honest and transparent before our Father, and come into His presence, and to give Him the burdens that are too heavy for us to bear, and to be open and honest, and just talk to Him, and to praise Him, and to love Him, and to walk in a clear, sound way. Our Father loves us, and He knows what's best for us. The law was never given to be a burden for us. It was given so that we do not have the burden. He knows what is best for us. Many times in the Old Testament, He said, if you want to live long, then walk in the things that I walk in my ways. Do not walk in your own understanding, but walk in my ways. And when we walk in His ways, we will be much healthier spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. The rest, that rest there is another word for peace. He gives us peace, not like the world giveth, but a peace that comes from the very throne of God. In the name of Jesus, walk in that peace today. Let us encourage one another to walk in that peace. The Lord be with you. Amen.